Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music and artists from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to rap, hip-hop, soul, and R&B. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do. Salute to all of you who are watching on YouTube. So you see the title, The Best Opening Rap Bars Volume 2. So yes, there has been a Volume 1. If you missed that episode, go back in the archives, folks. It's there. These episodes are fresh, and if you miss one, you can always go back. But yeah, on this series, what I want to do is I just want to give you a couple of songs with great opening rap bars. These aren't ranked or anything. It's not the best of the best. It's just some memorable and great opening rap bars. The thing that I always say about rap music, particularly when it in its infancy, and when I started listening to it, one of the things that you had to do as an MC was you had to capture and grab the listener's ear. And a lot of times, if you didn't do it within those first couple of bars, people's attention would fade. And so you only had a half a second, sometimes 16 bars to really get someone's attention. And then after that, it's either hit or miss. One of the great things I think about the era in which a lot of these songs came from, the golden era, not all, but a lot of them came from the golden era. They did a really good job of grabbing you right out of the gate. And so, as I mentioned on Volume 1, I gave you 5 songs that had great opening rap bars. And this one will be the same. I'm going to give you 5 songs where the opening bar is incredible. So without further ado, let's get it cracking. First up, and again, these are in no particular order. It Was All a Dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. That is the opening bar from the song Juicy, the artist, the late Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. That one was very key because Biggie referenced Word Up magazine. Now, if you're of a certain age, you don't know what he meant by Word Up magazine. If you're from my era, you know exactly what Word Up magazine was. Word Up magazine, for us who were young adults, young teenagers at the time, I was a teenager at the time that I was reading Word Up magazine, it was like the version of Ebony magazine or Jet magazine or Time magazine for young black kids like myself. So for Biggie to reference it, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, there were pictures that you would take from Word Up magazine that you would put on your wall, and we all did it. And yeah, it might be a picture of Heavy D, who at the time was one of my favorite artists, or Salt and Pepper, because you know, Salt and Pepper was fine. Whoever your favorite artist was, you would always look and see them in the Word Up magazine. Now, the cool thing about the Word Up magazine was that it wasn't strictly for rap. It was for R&B. It was for rap as well, because rap was still bubbling at the time. But Biggie's reference to, you know, being in the Word Up magazine really struck a chord with fans such as myself. And it let us know that this Biggie guy was, at the very least, from our era. And, you know, the rest was history. But that was on his debut single, Juicy, off the Ready to Die album. An incredible song. We know what it did as far as charts and everything like that, but I'm not going to get into that. But that is a great opening rap bar. Again, it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper, and Heavy D up in the limousine. Salute to the late Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. Number two, at night I can't sleep. I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. That is Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Scarface, from the group The Ghetto Boys. The song is My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. Man, listen, I don't know if that verse doesn't grab you, I don't know what does, because Scarface paints a vivid picture. And keep in mind that for most of us, we heard this song before we saw the video. The video enhanced the song. I wish I had time to talk about how back in the day, rap songs or hip hop songs, the songs were one thing, the videos were used to enhance the song, not the other way around. But he said, and actually, you could actually go back to what he said before he actually started rapping. He said, I sit alone in a four corner room staring at candles. I mean, that grabs your attention, but that's not the actual rapping. But he's talking that before he goes into, at night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. I mean, Scarface, in my opinion, he's a top 10 MC of all time. I don't care where you put him at, but I think Scarface is in the top 10. He's not and never will be overrated. King Germ. Shout out to my homie King Germ from Pod and Saved Our Marriage, who infamously on this podcast said that he thought Scarface was overrated, but that's another story for another day. Germ was dropped on his head a few times as a child. Nonetheless, that song definitely makes the list. Again, the song My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, the verse, Scarface, his opening verse is crazy. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. Number three. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. You know who that is. That is Tupac Amaru Shakur, the song Hail Mary. Man, listen, that song really, Pac was at his, you know, biggest, I guess you could say he was in his prime at that particular point. But yeah, Hail Mary was one of those ones, man. It was one of those songs that everybody gravitated towards. It was one that if you really liked Tupac, you loved this song. If you didn't like Tupac, you hated this song. There's really no in between. I mean, like, you can ask anybody from our era what they think about Hail Mary, and you'll never have someone standing on the fence. It'll always be, man, I love that song. Or they'll say, man, I got tired of that song real quick. But yeah, Hail Mary starts off. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I mean, that's vintage Tupac, man. Rest in peace. That song, again, it still does something to people even this many years later. Shout out to Tupac. Next song, song four. Goddamn, I'm glad y'all said it all. Used to be hard, now you're just wet and soft. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Michelet. You know that one. That is the one, the only, Ice Cube, the song, one of the greatest diss tracks, in my personal opinion. I think it's the greatest diss track ever, No Vaseline. Listen, Ice Cube was coming for NWA. As many of you know, at that particular time, Ice Cube had left the group. He had gone solo. NWA threw some shots his way. And in my opinion, Ice Cube, those lyrics launched the greatest diss record ever. And it was interesting because at the time, we didn't know what was going to happen to Ice Cube because, one, in rap, you didn't go solo. Like, if you were part of the group, you stayed a part of the group. This was, you know, the early 90s. Nobody was going solo. That was something that happened in R&B or rock and roll. And then, you know, given the fact that NWA dissed him, he had to come back. And he came back. Goddamn, I'm glad y'all said it all. Used to be hard, now you're just wet and soft. First you was down with the AK. Now I see you on a video with Michelet. He tore into the credibility of NWA. And as I always remind people, there was never a response to No Vaseline. Yeah, I know that they said a couple of things here and there, but there was never a official diss record to No Vaseline. In my opinion, No Vaseline is the number one diss record ever. And you can argue with your mama. But shout out to Ice Cube. Came out the box with that. And again, that verse still lives on to this day. And last but not least, one of the best opening rap bars. Abomatomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robberies. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. That is from Triumph. The rapper is Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang Clan, off the Wu-Tang Forever album. Listen, that's those 16 bars arguably are some of the best 16 bars that you will ever hear in a song, period. And it often gets mentioned that this is one of rap's best verses. So I would encourage you, if you don't know this verse, go study it. Go listen to it. Go break it down. Do whatever you need to do with it. Inspector Deck jumps off this song, The Triumph, from Wu-Tang Clan, and it is amazing. It's still one of, like I said, one of the most highly regarded verses, and he starts off with, Abomatomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these. Mockeries, lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery, possibly they spotted me. Listen, again, I think you can put those 16 bars that Inspector Deck drops on that particular song against any other 16 bars that you may think is dope. And Deck's going to give him a run. That verse set off, you can make a case that it set off his career. It's a verse that he will always be known for. It is one of the more famous verses from a Wu-Tang song. And it's one of rap's best opening bars. So I've given you five. Feel free to tell me what you think about the five in the comment section. Check me out on YouTube. We have a YouTube page for this podcast. You can also leave a comment on Spotify as well. Leave comments on social media. I'm cool on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see fit. That's going to do it for me. Thanks for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday. Don't forget about the flagship station, the 12 Kyle Podcast, where we drop new episodes every Thursday and every Sunday. You can hear the 12 Kyle Podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Also, if you'd like to contribute to us financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Also, we have merch for the 12 Kyle podcast. We have merch. Go to the 12 Kyle podcast page, click the merch button, and you can buy 12 Kyle podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. Again, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.